The old El Paso saddle blanket building downtown is no more. And to find out what is, we have Eric Pearson, President and CEO, and Catherine Berg Pettit, Director of Donor Relations with the El Paso Community Foundation. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Thank you.
Yes, Art Space is alive and well and taking over that big footprint downtown. What's going on?
Well, so we've applied for tax credits to produce a 51-unit apartment building specifically for artists. So this is HUD Section 42 low-income housing for artists. And the idea is that we want to do two things. We want to cluster artists where they can share ideas in downtown. We want to take a formerly languishing property that was not so much to look at and build something that's a showcase for El Paso's downtown there. And I said two, but I meant three or four. And we want to jump the hurdle for downtown and introduce people living downtown. And that's the most important part of it. We have a beautiful collection of buildings. And downtown between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. is outstanding. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people shopping. But there's no one living and breathing in downtown. And if you ask me, that's what makes community. It puts us all together where we're all making it into a living, breathing community. So the last part is that once we start to get over that hurdle, and artists tend to be pioneers. They don't need the Starbucks on every corner. They don't need the grocery store. We get to the point where businesses start following those artists and selling them some groceries or coffee or dry cleaning. Probably not artists for dry cleaning, but you know where I'm going.
You never know.
And then those amenities come for other people who require those amenities to move downtown. So at the end of a 15, 20-year cycle, you have a really bona fide neighborhood downtown, which hasn't existed in El Paso since 1975.
That's an interesting observation that you made about artists, because my very first thought about, we have a smattering of lofts, and then we have perimeter occupancy, a residential area, of course, in the old Sunset Heights neighborhood, and very peripheral. But to get living, breathing folks in downtown, artists, like you said, are pioneers and not afraid to go into an area where all their comforts aren't necessarily addressed first. The comforts will follow. I like that idea. I like that. It's not just a construction site right now, is it? I mean, there's been activity around the perimeter of the construction area.
What I love about Eric and the idea that the El Paso Community Foundation comes up with, there are so many different movements throughout the United States. And Eric called me into his office one day and said, check out this video. And so we watched this video of this woman, and I don't remember her name.
Candy Cheng.
Very good. And there was a fantastic movement.
You make a complete mind, a complete brain. This is excellent.
But she was doing this movement. It's not called Before I Die, but that's the idea. If you drive around Art Space right now, you will see these chalkboards up, which Eric and basically we have several volunteers in the studio right now as well that went down, painted these boards, and with stencils put on there, Before I Die, blank. Mm-hmm. And it's about goals. It's about what you want to see done before you die. And then as other people read it, they will add whatever it is that they want to add to it. And I find myself just at that light every morning before I go to work, finding out what people have added on there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's everything in there from Before
the
I Die
to the profound. Right?
Very much so. Before I Die, I want to make money honestly. Before I die, I want to marry so-and-so. Before I die, I want to, you know, have a popsicle. I mean, it's, as Eric said, it's our, I think our kids even wrote on it, too. So it's nice because before the Art Space building is in construction, there are murals up. There are big pieces of art inside the property. So there is an idea already, this is going to be something artistic, and people can see that happening.
These seemingly whimsical things that the arts sprinkle across our landscapes, they have an interesting psychological effect on everyone that sees something about the human chutzpah coming through, that people, it matters. That creativity matters.
It does. I think it defines us as humans, right? So if you look at history, are you going to look at history books, or are you going to get a more reasonable understanding of any era by reading or looking at the art of that era? You're going to learn more about the attitudes of any given point in time by understanding the art of that era. And so I think, you know, we can always write clinically and revise it as we have over the years, especially in Texas and Kansas, or we can look at the overwhelming attitude of what's being portrayed through the arts, whether it's song or dance or music or visual arts. And I think that's really, in my mind, what defines us as human beings.
The Community Foundation is, well, what is the focus of the Community Foundation?
Everything. The focus of the El Paso Community Foundation is really it's one thing, and that is whatever our donors decide. We have 450 individual funds which act as individual mini foundations. And so Catherine cares about scholarships, and I care about art, and Janie Tarwater behind me cares about track. And so she wants a fund, and she tells us, well, I want my fund, the interest off of my fund, to go toward providing scholarships for track students. And Catherine likes scholarships too, so maybe we commingle those two because they care about people who care about track. That's, mm-hmm. And I care about art, but I also care about hunger. And so I open an unrestricted fund, which is we call it the Fund for El Paso or General Charitable Fund, mm-hmm. which, because I don't know the future, trust the board of the Community Foundation 25, 30, mm-hmm. 35 years from now to know what's going on, keep an ear to the ground, and respond accordingly. And that's what we do a lot of. That's what Art Space is about. We had mm-hmm. a downtown plan, and we were trying to get there.
Plaza yeah. Theater could not have been refurbished if it weren't yes. for that. So it's again, Eric's right. It's everything. That is the focus.
Quality of
Foundation.
Life, absolutely. Fundamentally, is the way I was going to sum it up. But I thought, no, that's too small. I mean, it's a bigger footprint than that. But thank you for that explanation. And let's explore a little further into Art Space. Art Space is an entity unto itself that does research and explain that to us.
Well, Catherine and the staff and I at the foundation don't know the first thing about running an apartment building. And so we looked around the country and we found a nonprofit developer that does this. And it's Art Space Projects out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So in partnership with the city of El Paso, the foundation engaged Art Space Projects to do what we want done. They've done it before 30 times in 30 years. They have a sterling track record. They consider El Paso one of its most successful projects in terms of the market
nice.
For artists. And so what we're going to be able to do is when they meet their funding requirements through tax credits and various funding sources to build the building, which is about a $14 million project, we will deed that property, which was so generously donated to us by Chris Cummings, who cares about it and is a local developer. We will deed that property over to them to build the project and manage the apartments for us. So we end up with something great that we don't have to roll up our sleeves and change light bulbs for all the time.
It's such an exciting thing that you didn't reinvent the wheel. There was no need to. You found the depth of experience to create exactly what you had in mind and brought this expertise to bear right in our community. I just find that incredibly exciting. And that the Community Foundation gives generous spirits a place to focus their philanthropy and know it'll be handled properly. Whenever I look around and experience any kind of resentment toward wealth, I want to shake people and say, look, so much of what we get to enjoy in this town and any other city is oftentimes the generosity of the wealthy. So what is the time frame for the completion of the Art Space El Paso Lofts?
Assuming everything goes as we hope, we will be awarded the funding from the Texas Commission on Housing and Consumer Affairs. That's wrong. Texas Department of Housing and Consumer Affairs.
You know, I wouldn't have known the difference.
There you go.
Good job on that.
The TDA. I had to say TDHCA in my
He's
head.
Looking at me like, is that right?
Oh,
so we'll
okay.
be awarded that funding in this year, and then we do, you know, fill in the blanks on getting the project done, and then break ground in 2014, next year, and lease up by the end of 2014, early 2015.
Wow.
So in a
okay.
couple of years, it takes a while. And so mm-hmm. in a couple of years, you will see a 5-story building with retail and community space, which mm-hmm. is a very important aspect of that. We'll have a community gallery for performance, for exhibits, for all mm-hmm. of that within that property. And so it'll be a thriving part of the downtown nightlife in addition to being a thriving part of the downtown community.
Awesome. That is just going to be very exciting to watch that evolve. And, of course, it's not too soon to talk about another headliner as far as the Community Foundation's projects go, the Plaza Classic Film Festival.
What is that?
Never heard of it? Tell me about it, Catherine. Just
oh,
a
tell
little
me
bit.
About it. Well, Mr. Pearson next to me here and Chuck Horak got together and he tells the story quite a bit, so I hope I get it correct. But they were just talking 6 years ago now about wouldn't it be nice to show a couple of films in the Plaza mm-hmm. Theater and, you know, get that going. And it's turned into the world's largest classic film festival, and that is fantastic. There are still titles that are being added every day right now, and we're starting on the artwork, and I don't think we're at the point where we can release any titles yet, are we?
I could tell you, but
Yeah. But then who knows what would happen. But one thing I find very exciting about that, too, of course, is that it ties in with the restoration of the Plaza Theater.
Absolutely.
Our gem of a theater.
Well, and that's the purpose of it. So here's the genesis before I called Chuck and said, hey, we put film equipment in the Plaza Theater, and I happen to know that he knows a lot about movies. I had spoken at the Rotary Club or the Lions Club or, you know, all of these community groups. And inevitably, someone would pull me aside and say, hey, let me tell you the story. My first kiss on the balcony, snuck on the front door.
Oh, yeah. You know. Oh, yes.
And then they would follow up and say, hey, this is the movie I saw. When are you going to show movies again?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the genesis of the entire project. So then I called Chuck and I said, hey, Chuck, let's do a summer film series. What would you show? And he said, at a table, Casablanca. And I said, oh, well, then you got to treasure this, Tierra Madre. And so we're back and forth, and we should throw out 100-plus titles, and here comes the film festival.
I love the way the genesis of the dreams coming true really is a little on the corny side, but that really is also what the Community Foundation does. And
it's nice, too, because you have local filmmakers that get to enter their films and do screenings. So even though there are the classic films, there is that local aspect when you're talking about local artists that get to be involved. And even Kids & Co., you know, this small little kids theater, they had kids there that were making films, and it was showcased this year. So it's on a grand scale, and it's also in your backyard, which is what I found to be
connected
very
to the
nice.
Community.
Absolutely.
We did 21 hours of local programming, and we had 6 original local bands showcased.
Ah, what an opportunity. My guest today, Eric Pearson, President and CEO, and Catherine Berg Pettit, Director of Donor Relations for the El Paso Community Foundation. They are located at 333 North Oregon. Their phone number, 533-4020. You can visit them online at epcf.org. Do check out artspaceelpaso.org and plazaclassic.com for information on those two particular projects. We could go on, and we'll have you come back and do that again. Thank you for coming in today, Eric, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thanks.